just about 8:10 on your Wednesday morning. Guest of the day, before we get into the newlywed game, sitting to my right, Mr. Doug Robbins. How are you, good sir?
Doing great, sir. Thank you.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in this morning. We are talking about the Delaware County Food Bank and everything going on. First off, new location. We were just talking off the air. Where is it and how's it been going so far?
Well, location is just down from where we used to be. Just go down the same row of buildings till you're almost to the end of the row, right next to River Bend, between car and car, below where Radio Shack used to be.
Okay, I think it's High Tech or something now, or right under that.
Well, yeah, it's Miracle Air now.
Yes, yes. Miracle. And you were telling me it's a lot easier in, a lot easier out, a lot easier parking. And for you guys working there, too, it's a lot easier.
Well, we're right off the parking lot there by the River Park. We have a garage door and people door where we didn't before, and we have electronic surveillance, and we can unload up whole pallets at a time, where before we had to hand cart everything in. So it's much more convenient, nice, dry, good heat provided, and Mr. Corkery that owns the building has just been more than generous to
us. Good, good. And dry basement, that's the key.
Dry.
helped move some stuff in there. Easy in, easy out. That's a huge game changer there.
Oh, huge. And people, no steps. The handicapped and elderly can come in and out on the level, which is so much nicer.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the program. 2 days a week now is what you guys are up to. How does it all work? If somebody needs it, how do they go about it?
They just call HACAP. 927-4629 is the number they call for food at 8 to 10 a.m. on a Monday or Thursday, as long as it's not a holiday. And they pick the food up the same day, 11:30 to 2:30. So it works just like clockwork. Deb Hamblin has been more than generous with HACAP. She takes our calls for us. And I am the coordinator, and I do the rest. We have one other person that does all the money. Reverend Jackson from Edgewood does all our money end of it for us.
Would you say you're busier now in retirement, Doug, than you were when you were teaching?
Well, between 3 grandkids and the food bank, yes, I am much more busy than I used to be.
But to that point, we want to find you some help, because many hands make light work. Let's talk about volunteers and how people can help out and maybe give of some items that would help out too.
Well, there's two big things. Right now, we had a major volunteer just move to Wisconsin. So Gloria Rattenberg and myself are doing, and Reverend Mike Jackson are doing all the legwork right now. Mm-hmm. We really need some extra help in there on Mondays and Thursdays. Somebody that could come one day a week, maybe more fine, but at least one day a week that they could donate for about 4 hours. Mm-hmm. They could come in and help us. We are just short, and we're showing quite an increase. We're serving people up to twice a month, about 300 people a month, 100 families a month. We're averaging probably anywhere from 12 to 15 families per day that were open. Mm-hmm. So we really could use some legwork.
And not only people, but freezers too.
Yes, we're a big increase in the food outgo, and we just don't have the freezer space to take all the donations right now. Mm-hmm. And we're running, I think, 7 freezers and 3 coolers right now, but we just don't have enough room, and we need a couple more freezers, maybe a cooler too, but particularly a freezer to put some of our items in to keep them fresh. Otherwise, we got a truck clear to the locker in Earlville, who's been also very generous. The new Adam Ryan, the new owner at Earlville, and Dan before him have just been super generous with space, but we still need it on site.
Yeah.
We need freezing space on site. And if anybody's got a chest freezer or an upright that's sitting around that they're not using, we could sure use it right now.
Doug Robbins along with us. Mr. Robbins with us on the radio this morning. All right, so Doug, anybody say, hey, I've got a freezer, I want to help out, I've got questions, how do they get a hold of you?
563-920-8532, and that is also posted by our door at the food bank. But that's the number they call for questions from the food bank. 563-920-8532.
Now, as we're getting out this weekend, getting our Valentine's bought and everything, you need people to pick anything up while they're out there? I'm assuming you always need something to help keep this thing running.
Well, of course, cash is always king, but if they have food to donate, USDA has cut back on their canned goods, especially like canned fruits and canned soups especially. Mm. cream of mushroom particularly. We put one of those in every box and two in the large boxes, and we try to give them all, but we have to buy those full retail right now. USDA just not has cut back quite a bit on what we used to get from the regional food bank warehouse.
Gotcha. So give Doug a call down at the food bank one more time, good sir.
563-920-8532. Just leave a message or a text, and we'll get back with you.
Always good to see you. Thanks for coming by. Believe it or not, it's going to be that time again. A few months from now, we'll be collecting stuff. That time flies so quickly.
Well, we're already gearing up for our Easter baskets. We're going to start taking registrations the end of this month, and Easter's comes up. We usually do a couple hundred Easter baskets for families.
You'll have to come back and tell us about that.
Well,
talk to my handlers out there. They'll get you scheduled again. We'll get you back in here to talk about that.
Sounds great.
Doug, always good to see you, my friend. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Doug Robbins with us with the Delaware County Food Bank. And again, we'll put all that info on our website at kmch.com.